The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Life is tough, but Christianity is tougher yet. Now, you might want to dispute that first proposition, life is tough, because modern society has managed to smooth off a lot of the rough edges of physical existence. The current Ebola outbreak makes that abundantly clear. If you get sick in Liberia, that's one thing. In the United States, it's entirely different. And even in Liberia, your chances are still better today than they were being sick with the plague in 14th century Florence, Italy. So we don't want to pretend that the conditions of our physical, material lives remain the same. They haven't. They don't. Nonetheless, we can still say that life is difficult, not only because we still have to deal with sickness, old age, death, but also because modernity has created its own set of problems, many of them unimaginable at other times and other places. Sure, today we have enough and more than enough food to eat, so what do? Eat too much, and all kinds of health problems follow. Sure, we have plenty of leisure, so what do? Waste time, get bored, fall into all kinds of vices, think drugs, drink, pornography, and then get depressed, maybe even suicidal. It seems almost ridiculous that in a world of material abundance, everything from food to watching movies on your iPhone, that we would dare to describe life as tough in the modern world, but it is. Not on account of our material circumstances, but on account of us. That is, human nature. Human beings don't handle prosperity any better than they do poverty. So life remains tough. But Christianity is tougher. Always has been, always will. For one thing, Christians are people too, so that whatever troubles people troubles them as well, whether too much food or not enough. Christians face problems like those as well. And in the modern world, they too suffer from depression, from worry about their children, from concern with their jobs, from questions about money. Just like everybody else, they get sick, get old, suffer loss, and die. In all of these respects, Christians are no different from their neighbors. Whatever challenges them challenges us as well. But none of this makes life tougher for us than for them. That comes from the Christian religion. It's not a part of our circumstances. It's from our faith itself. It's as much a part of Christian existence as food is a part of material existence. So in this morning's scripture reading, St. Paul describes the Christian life as a contest, a race. I press on toward the goal for the prize, he says. And again, not as though I'd already obtained this, but I press on to make it my own. And once more, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward. Now, these words do not suggest a life of ease, but instead a life of effort and commitment in pursuit of a goal. Not waiting around for it to happen, but going after it with all you've got. Now, lots of us, I know, are looking forward to tonight's big game. And I suppose that a few of those present this morning are actually going to play in it, That is assuming that they don't have a practice set for this morning right now. But whether we're players or not, whether our side wins or not, one thing we expect to see is effort on both sides, men straining forward, pressing hard. But how many of us think of the Christian life in the same way? Pressing, straining, effort. And yet we should. That's the point of this morning's reading. Christianity is hard work. Now, Martin Luther summarized the Christian life under two headings, faith and love. The first defining our relationship with God, and the second, well, the second also with God, but especially with our neighbor as well. In both cases, faith and love, Christianity is difficult. It demands commitment, it demands effort. But maybe you're skeptical. After all, how can faith be a struggle? I mean, isn't it an essential part of our theology to insist that God does it all, absolutely everything to save us? And therefore, the role of faith is simply to receive what God promises in Christ. Well, of course, that's true. And we never want to forget it. The work of Jesus Christ to reconcile us with God, to overcome our enemies, especially and including death, well, that is the center. That is the theme of our faith. And we want to return to it again and again and again. But that faith does not occur in a vacuum. It occurs in life, in our lives. And what we experience in life contradicts what God promises. God promises forgiveness, but all we ever see is sin, our own sin, contaminating everything, even the best that we do. God promises life, but all we ever see is death. So that when somebody you love is gone, they're gone. I mean, they are gone, and there's no getting them back. And oh yes, you and I are going to die too. So it's not easy to believe God's word or to trust God's promises. It takes effort, it takes commitment, it takes repentance and renewal every single day. Nor is it easy to love, especially the neighbor who is often quite unlovable. How many times have we gotten upset with those who are closest to us because of their thoughtlessness, their carelessness, their selfishness, their sins, real ones, directed at us? So instead of loving them, we get mad at them. Instead of forgiving them, we hold a grudge. Instead of helping them, we look the other way. But that's what they deserve, we say. Well, maybe so. It's also what we deserve. But that's not the point. When it comes to Christian love, what people deserve goes right out the window. We have to deny ourselves all rights, all claims, all privileges. And that, my friends, takes effort. It takes commitment. But that is the Christian way. So whether we are talking about faith or love, we must strain, we must press forward to the prize that Christ has won for us. But now let's put this another way. We need to live in and out of our baptism. In our baptism. That is, in the grace of God that grants us daily forgiveness, that gives us a sure hope of everlasting life for the sake of Jesus our Savior. Over and over again, we need to hear God's word that promises all this, and we need to believe it. And then we need to live out of our baptism. That is, renewed, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to show the love toward others that God has first showed toward us. But that kind of life, faith and love, is not easy. It's tough. It's really tough. And often, maybe always, we fail. Nonetheless, sustained by the gospel, empowered by the Spirit, we can do it. We must do it. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Now that's Paul's self-description. Pray God that it describes us as well. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.